Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
To the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all of our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
All right, let's get started.
Joined us for episode number 4 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we will be talking about pantries. So Amy, what do you have to talk about pantries?
I love organising pantries. I love it because this is one area of your home that you access, well, if you're like our family with two young boys, we probably access it a dozen times a day.
A dozen.
I reckon, yeah. A dozen. You know, my boys eat. They eat breakfast, then they eat a post-breakfast, then they make their lunches. And so that's three times before 8:30. And really, yep. Then I go and make my lunch. That's four times in an hour and a half since we get up in the morning. So that's a fair amount of access to one small area. And it can be an area that can totally frustrate people, or it can be an area that makes life easier.
Yes. My most common area that people ask me to come in and work on is pantries.
So is it?
Because I say to my clients when they ring me up, what is your most frustrating area?
Yes.
And probably 7 out of 10 people will say my pantry.
Ah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I don't do as many pantries. Mine always say my office. So tell me then, if you do those most often, what's like your first thing that you do when you walk in and see someone's pantry?
So the first thing that I tackle when I do pantries is I get everything out of the pantry, and we get rid of anything that is past its use by date, anything that the clients don't use, that they bought, that they wish they had used, but now has gone out of the day. And we get rid of anything that's yucky, anything that's like gross, like or has got weevils living in it.
Weevils. I've never actually seen weevils in a client's home yet. Can you believe that?
No. You are so blessed, Amy.
I know. I've heard of these weevil creatures, but I've never actually... I've seen them in... I won't tell you whose home, but someone's home, but it wasn't a client. Maybe they're more prevalent in New South Wales than in Victoria.
Oh, maybe. Or maybe there are other animals that I'm seeing. But yes, we have had some things in flower. And
yeah, that's weevils.
I'm doing a declutter challenge on my business page at the moment, and somebody said that they found items from their pantry from 1992. What's the oldest item?
Oh, that's pretty good. We can totally beat that. We had one from the 70s.
Yep. The 70s.
The 70s. So what it was, to be honest, it wasn't like nuts or grains. It was a stock. But still, like they weren't using it, thank goodness. But still, that's pretty old.
Yeah, that's older. When in the 70s? It was
late 70s. I'm thinking it was 78. But 90s now, I don't even bat an eyelid. But I haven't had many from the 80s. There was just like that one random, you know, four decades old disgusting thing in someone's pantry at the back that mum had given them once. But the 90s is just commonplace.
Yeah, and I often find, me too. I often find my clients get so frustrated with themselves because they realise how much money they've wasted buying products that they haven't used. They're horrified at themselves.
It is so much waste.
Yeah, and that is mostly because they're not using their pantry to the best of its ability.
Yeah.
So why don't we move on to talking about how we can use the pantry more efficiently and effectively so we don't lose food for 40 years.
That's ideal. I'd be interested to know before we talk about that though, Kirs, what your pantry's like. What kind of a configuration do you have in your home?
Oh, so we are so lucky. We have a brand new home. It's 2.5 years old. Yep. So we have a walk-in pantry.
Oh.
So it's beautiful and it's large, and we extended the bench from the kitchen into the pantry, so it's got a proper bench space.
Wow.
That we use to have, we've got our microwave on there, I've got my area where notes come in, and got things that I'm working on is in there, and then the rest of the bench has got food products on it. But also put under the bench, we put another bench under. We don't have enough things in our kitchen to warrant making cupboards, but we did put a second shelf underneath that. So that's where all our pots and pans
Brilliant.
And our small appliances go.
That's fantastic.
Because it's really close to the kitchen. Like, obviously, it's a walk-in pantry, so it's no hassle at all to walk over and get the pot or the wok.
That's great, because then they're not all piled on top of each other in a drawer, like in my house.
Yeah, they're all spread out over a shelf. I know, our pantry is beautiful. Because then on top of the bench, we've got two shelves. I can't even think. I'm trying to think of what my pantry looks like. It's definitely, we've got... No, we must have three shelves.
Okay.
Three shelves, and they wrap around the pantry.
Brilliant.
So our pantry is an L shape.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Yeah. Hop on my Facebook page or my website. You can see photos on
it. Well, would you believe we don't actually have a pantry in our home?
Yes, I do believe that because I know how old your house is.
It is. We think our house was built in about the 1950s. So that is a long time. And even though
I can't believe that you haven't knocked down and rebuilt an IKEA pantry.
We will be in the next 12 months. We're in fact knocking down most of our house and rebuilding. I will put some photos up in the show notes, but we keep all of our food in Tupperware in cupboards. So, you know, the cupboards that are like above your bench and above your sink.
Yes.
That's where all our food's kept. And we have this tiny little cupboard, like full height cupboard, that's maybe 40 centimetres wide that keeps bread and spreads in it and rice.
How many metres wide? Sorry.
40 centimetres, I think.
40 centimetres.
So really little. You know, you can't keep two loaves of bread alongside each other. It's little.
Wow.
So, you know, like my experience with kitchen is all about using space efficiently. I mean, I can't wait for our walk-in pantry one day. I cannot wait for it. But we don't have one, and our kitchen is still really functional and really lovely to use.
Yeah, and that's what I love about kitchens is that you can repurpose any space.
Yes.
I've had clients who haven't had a pantry. They're similar to you. They didn't even have a good space for...
Like a cupboard pantry
that could be turned into. So they had like their underbench space, and they didn't even have... very many cupboards above.
Wow.
So we had to really dig in and be ruthless about what they were keeping otherwise, like all their Tupperware. They had quite a decent cupboard space, like kitchen space, but they weren't using it to the best of its abilities because they kept too much other
stuff.
Yes,
that's a key.
So, yeah, that would be my number one tip. If you have a kitchen that doesn't have good pantry, then make sure that you are keeping only what's essential in the other cupboards.
Yes, excellent. Because our kitchens, there's so many appliances and duvalakis that people can keep in their kitchens that are totally unnecessary. Like, do you need a waffle maker, a jaffle maker, a toasted sandwich maker, popcorn maker, milkshake maker, whiz stick?
No,
the answer's no. And I don't own a Thermomix, so this is not some kind of an advert for buying an all-in-one. You usually don't need all of the little appliances, and some of the things that I have seen are ridiculous that I can't even believe they manufacture them.
Yeah, and you definitely don't need to keep them in prime real estate in your kitchen if you do have that. If you do have a small kitchen and you do choose to keep all of those products, we would suggest that you maybe think more intentionally about what you actually use and keep what you actually use.
Yeah.
But if you do use all of them, because some people do use all of them, and that's totally fine, then I would suggest not keeping them in your kitchen if they're not an everyday item.
Yeah. Or keeping them up higher at the back of a cupboard.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And of course, depending on your cupboard, on your kitchen configuration.
Yeah.
But if you want to keep all of that, then keep everyday items in easy use, easy reach.
Yep.
Which is mostly a lot of your pantry items are everyday use.
Absolutely. So do you use a
take premium?
Do you use a standard container in your pantry, Kirsty? Are you a tapaholic like I am?
I'm not a tapaholic like you are. Awesome. My husband chooses for us not to be tapaholics.
I love the way you said that.
But we do have the majority of our containers in our kitchen are of the same make.
Okay.
So we do like encouraging clients to have consistency because it makes it easier to stack. So
way if
you,
easier
whether
to stack.
You choose to be Tupperware or Sistema or Decor or anything, just try as hard as you can to get them all the same.
Yep.
And you can do that slowly. You don't have to go out and buy everything
today
and spend $200 on Sistema or $5,000 on Tupperware.
Never a truer word said.
Yeah, but you can. So Amy just put up on her blog about a great idea for storing cards, which has nothing to do with kitchen, but she did say that it was to keep an eye out on specials in Woolies and Coles and in your local shopping centre. So I definitely recommend if you've got a tight budget and you're wanting to do it over a longer period of time, then just look out for specials and stock up on that one brand.
Absolutely.
So that everything fits together.
Yeah, and what you'll find is that all of the big supermarkets will have your food storage containers on sale at about half price every 6 to 8 weeks. So that's their rotation of special prices, and you'll find that you can, if you can't find it this month, you'll find it next month. So don't ever pay full price for those kind of things because you just don't need to.
Perfect advice, Amy.
So one other thing that I would say, Kirsty, is there's some items in your pantry that don't fit in or don't belong in a container with a lid. For instance, you probably don't want to put a burrito seasoning packet in a container with a lid because that's just superfluous and it's a waste of money and you're not going to be able to access it as quickly. So something that I love helping clients do is get some clear containers in your pantry without lids, just containers like baskets that you can actually keep categories in. For instance, you might keep sauces or, you know, like ready-to-go meals in one of those. You might keep your burrito sauce, a taco sauce, cheese sauce, those kind of things that you'd buy, a stir-fry sauce, a slow cooker meal mix. You can keep those together. And by having those separated, although they're not in your standard Tupperware or Decor or whatever that is, by having them in a container, it just means when you want it, you can grab it and you're way less likely to keep them there for 10 years and have them go off and be completely wasted because you know where they are and you can access them quickly.
I would also add that those things need to be highly visible. They need to be towards the front of the shelf rather than at the back because then you forget that you've even got them and they're the items that end up being from 2006.
Correct. And because they go off and because they're small, they can easily slide down the back of a pantry. Easily. And it's also very simple. When you're out doing your supermarket shopping, if you haven't checked your pantry well before you go and written a list and you decide that you want to cook a stir fry, more times than not, you'll actually just rebuy the sauce. Even though there is one in your pantry, if it's messy, it's too hard to find it. So it's much quicker to go. And even though you're only spending maybe $1.49 and you think, well, it doesn't matter, it was just a couple of dollars, that builds up over time. And if you're doing that for a few items every week, you could be saving hundreds on your grocery bills simply by using what you already have in the pantry.
Perfect. And that's what I love about decluttering a pantry and organizing it well is that people can shop so much smarter.
Yes.
And I always encourage my clients, do not go to the shops to do your weekly grocery shopping without having a plan for your meals and without checking your pantry, your fridge and your freezer because you will save yourself so much money.
It's so
just
true.
Like you said, if you make a plan before you go to
and then you end up with it, you end up avoiding the pantry full of stuff and feeling guilty that you're not eating any of it. I hate it when we go to the shops and we come home having spent like $200 on groceries, we unpack and then we look at the fridge and pantry and we go, there's nothing to eat. Like, that's a horrible feeling. So it's much better to be prepared and actually know what you're going to cook in advance and use the things that you already have.
Yes. And then you often find, oh, actually, we don't even need to go to the shops for half the week.
Yes.
Like, we only need to go out and buy meals for Thursday, uh-huh. Friday and Saturday, because I've already got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from what I've got left over.
That's a huge passion of mine. I love it. We call it eat yourself out of house and home. So that's when you cook a meal without having to go to the shops. And we do that for as many days in a row as we can sometimes, just to eat that meat that you purchased in bulk at the back of the freezer. And when we get to our freezer podcast, we'll share some awesome tips around that.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One thing I wanted to get your idea on, Kirsty, is what do you do with categories like baking and categories like that that you use seasonally but that you don't necessarily need close to the front? How would you choose to store them?
Great question. I always recommend grouping like with like. That's across the board in the pantry. Mm-hmm. So put all your baking gear together.
Yeah.
Put all of your cereals together. Mm. Put all of the tea and coffee together. Put all of your sauces together, put all of your condiments together.
Brilliant.
Helps you to know exactly where you're going to in your pantry.
Yeah, that's really good.
For that item.
Yeah.
It totally depends on if you're a baker. If you bake every week, then they need to be towards the front, easily accessible.
Yep.
If you only bake for birthdays, then yeah, they can be at the back. But have everything grouped like with like. So have your baking powder, your self-raising flour, your plain flour, your sugar, your brown sugar, you know, all those items that are the same, have them all together.
Yep.
And then, again, it makes it really easy to go, oh, I'm going to bake a cake today. Let me look in the pantry. Yep, got plenty of self-raising flour. I've got plenty of brown sugar. I've got plenty of everything I need. Great, don't need to go to the shops, or I only need to go to the shops to get eggs.
Yeah, that's really good. What I love doing is creating like a little box or a container that goes in the baking section that has stuff like your food dyes and your sprinkles and cupcake holders, gingerbread shape, you know, whatever they're called. What are they called? You know, when you push it into the dough.
Cookie cutters.
Cookie cutters kept in there. So things that you really only use for special occasion, but rather than them kind of being everywhere, like you said, categorize it and then just keep it in a container that you can pull out. And it doesn't matter if the cookie cutters are just in there on their own. They don't have to be lined up or, you know, put in size order. That doesn't matter. We're not perfectionists. It's actually about having a kitchen that's functional and useful for how your family works.
Perfect. Now, I know that you're really passionate about shelves, depth and height.
How funny. I should totally put that on my resume. I'm Amy and I'm passionate about how deep and how high your shelves are in your pantry. The reason is
and I know that that's a problem for a lot of our listeners, that they may have a really deep pantry or a deep cupboard and they find it really frustrating, and that's like one of the reasons that things get lost and things get stuck in 2004.
So I have like an ideal shelf depth that I recommend to anyone that's building or is renovating, and that is 20 centimetres, right? So that's not very deep. 20 centimetres is all you need to keep all your condiments and flowers and any pantry that is deeper than 20 centimetres, you're going to have wasted shelf space. And what you don't want to do in a pantry is hide things behind other things. You just want single file, and 20 centimetres will fit all your Sistema, your decor, your Tupperware, any kind of containers you buy, packets, boxes of cereal, they will all fit within 20 centimetres, believe it or not. And so I say just go with that. And in terms of height, if you're going to build or renovate, measure the containers that you use and build with like a 5 centimetre grace gap and build to the size that you actually have. So our kitchen renovation plans, I've measured like every container that we use, and our cupboards will be exactly to the containers that we use with no wasted space. So the question you have obviously is, well, what happens if my house doesn't have a shelf that I'm going to build myself? It's already in there. So two options. One is cut it back. And I actually recommended to a client the other day that they get a handyman in and they cut all their shelves back because it was so ridiculously deep. They actually couldn't access the stuff at the back. So that is one option. You don't actually then necessarily lose space. You just have more visible, usable space. And the other option is obviously if you can't then get your shelves cut back to size is to use, as we talked before, baskets that can use the depth. And when you want to access things at the back, you just pull the basket out. One thing I will say is that hardly anyone, when they move into a house, adjusts shelves. If you've got adjustable shelves in the pantry, actually adjust them. Most people just leave it to however the person before them had it. Constantly, I'm saying to people, pull everything out, we'll adjust the shelving. And they're like, oh my goodness, we've been in this house 7 years. That shelf height has bothered me for the entire 7 years, but I've never taken the time to adjust it. So have a look in your cupboard. Maybe it's as simple as pulling everything out, adjusting the shelf height, and you might have a way more functional pantry than you had an hour ago.
I love the idea of baskets.
Yep.
But for little hands, I also like Lazy Susans.
Ooh,
I know they're not ideal because they're round and we love square shapes because then you're taking up all about space in pantries. I know that little hands find it hard to pull out a basket that has got 5-7 condiment jars in it. So we have our condiments on the bench height in our pantry. So we have our condiments on one little Lazy Susan that are easily found at Kmart and the like. And we have one for sauces and we have one for oils.
Yeah, brilliant.
And we find that really helpful for the kids can just spin the Lazy Susan, not out of control, but they spin it and they can get to it. That's also really useful for spaces that you need to have access to everything, but a basket may be too heavy.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah.
Good tip, so Kirsty.
I love my Lazy Susan. So thanks, Susan, for being lazy.
What a legend you are, Susan. We've never encouraged laziness before, but today, snaps to you.
So baskets with handles are really helpful too.
Yes, hey, Amy, I love baskets with handles. Yes, because otherwise you've got to be able to reach the top of it and sometimes you lose the stability. So simply just finding a basket with a handle, something really easy to grab, will just make life easier. And I'm so about making life easier. We don't want to make anything harder for ourselves than we need to. We're busy women and so simplicity is key.
I loved your idea of unlidded tubs.
Yeah.
We have all of our kids' snacks, like tiny teddies and stuff. We have it up fairly high. Encourages my daughter to climb up.
Yeah, that's right. When they get older, you'll keep them lower.
Yes. They're probably old enough now. I could just move them down. Yeah, we have a big container that's just got all of them and so empty their packaging
that
you get from the shops into that every week that we buy things and it makes it really easy. I'm really a huge fan of clear containers in the pantry because then you can see what's in
it. You have to. You have to be able to write your shopping list without opening anything.
Yeah. However, my husband loves things looking neat and tidy.
Yeah.
And our pantry is visible.
Oh, cool.
Most of the time because it's open. We have a door on it, but it's left open.
Well, you're in and out of it all the time. Yeah.
Yes. So we have products from IKEA.
Yeah, which
one? I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, I probably will.
We've got these little white tubs. They're green inside, but they don't...
Oh, the Vereria. Yes, we use those in our pantry too.
Go for it. I knew you'd know the exact name for it. And that's where we keep our spices in one. We keep everyday medicines or like tablets.
Yep.
Like
we've got our medicines in those too.
Ah.
Yeah.
We have our baking items like the food dye, the baking powder in one of them.
Do you know what's really funny? And we keep our baking powder powder and our baking supplies in one too. Like, you're totally copying my pantry.
Oh, totally.
keep going. I'm just going to keep interrupting, going, snap, snap.
That's cool. And then we have treats in another. So all the lollies that the kids get from
school.
And any chocolate that we buy goes in another.
That's a great idea.
And then I have tea in another one. Little packets of teas that are odd. That aren't in T2 containers because I'm a huge T10.
Yeah, me too.
Also, what I recommend for clients often is if they've got a large kitchen, I often encourage people to put on top of their kettle, in the cupboard that sits on top of their kettle, like above where their appliances are, I recommend that people put all their tea and coffee and mugs all in one cupboard.
That's what we have.
So that it makes it really easy to access it.
Yeah, and what...
And then you're making it all in one spot instead of trouncing across the kitchen to make a cup of tea. And then when someone goes, oh, actually, can I have a different tea or can I have a coffee? Then you're just like, yeah, sure. Yeah. And you open this cupboard again.
It makes
and
so much sense.
The mug out while I'm there.
Yeah, we keep all our mugs, our travel mugs, our teacups, tea, coffee, all of that right above the kettle. So I'm with you. I think that's an awesome idea.
I thought I'd just throw that in there, and even though it's not exactly
It's gold. No, because people otherwise keep it in their pantry and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and so we have a sugar bowl, but then we also have excess sugar in decor.
We have the same. So you've got like your baking sugar and then your tea and coffee sugar.
Yeah, I know other people. What do you recommend for other people who buy in bulk, who love Costco and bulk buying places, and they have limited space in their actual pantry? What do you do with bulk products?
I say stop bulk buying. If you don't have the space for it, you're just going to make your life stressful. So we have actually let our Costco membership lapse because, as I said, we don't have any space for bulk in our house. So I couldn't even buy cans in bulk because the pantry doesn't fit cans in it. And so it just made no sense. We ended up keeping them in our laundry, but then we'd forget that they were there. And so we'd go to Coles in our normal shop and buy them, cancelled it, and went, do you know what? When we have a house that has storage, we will do bulk shopping. But for a lot of the time now, we just don't have space for it. So we don't do it.
Yeah, we don't do it either. I just know that some of my clients do, and so I always say to them, make sure that you have the space for it.
Yes.
But like anything in your home, if you don't have space for it, if you can't make space for it, then does it really need to be in your home?
Yeah, well, it's not saving you space, time, or money, or headspace if you're having to store it elsewhere, like under your bed. Like, it just doesn't make sense. So stop doing it, people. Yes. Stop doing it.
Yes. Okay.
What an awesome...
Good. Glad we've got that sorted, Amy.
That was awesome. So thanks, guys, for listening. I think we're done. We've given you all of our awesome pantry tips. And the next podcast is going to... The next two, actually, about fridge and freezer. So keep listening because we're going to be giving you more and more value. So thanks for joining us today. We've had heaps of fun and we'll see you soon.
Yay, thanks for joining us.
See ya,
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a girlfriend a favor and share this episode with her so that she too can learn the art of decluttering.
You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganized.net or on Facebook as Simply Organized PO.
And you can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app. So if there's anything you want more info on, just check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learned some great tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised. We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.